Now, it was about the sixth hour. That was the darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. And it was at that time that the darkness settled down. And it was during that period that this thief came to know that that cross was the altar on which the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world was offered. The sun was darkened. The veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And we've dealt with that before. Now, verse 46, and when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. Now, remember, it's Dr. Luke speaking, and he'd been in the presence of many people who died, and he knew how they died. Our Lord died differently, and it's been my unpleasant chore and duty to be in the presence of folk that have died. And there's what is known as the death rattle. That is when you draw in your last breath. And that's always with a struggle and with a great effort. This thief here, he died that way, I'm sure. But the Lord Jesus didn't die that way, friends. He dismissed his spirit. You notice what he said? Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. He dismissed his spirit. And this is Dr. Luke's way of expressing it here. He died differently. Now, when the centurion saw what was done, he glorified God, saying, certainly this was a righteous man. This is very important to see. The centurion, I believe, was a saved man. I think this man that had charge of the crucifixion of Christ came to know him as Savior there. He, too, at the foot of the cross, could look up and see that something was taking place, and he could glorify God and said this was a righteous man. And the other gospel writers add to it that he is also the Son of God. Now, I recognize that that would not be enough of a confession of faith for him to join the average church. I would never have taken a man into a membership of any church I ever served if that's all he could say. But after all, let's put him back where he stands. He's at the crucifixion. He doesn't know about the death and resurrection of Christ. And he's never read any books on theology. He never read Hodge on theology or Strong on theology. He never read Calvin's Institutes. And by the way, he never read any of McGee's books. This poor fellow really was in the dark, as you can see. But he knew enough to take his place at the foot of the cross of Christ. And do you know that that's all God's ever asked any sinner to do? Just to take his place at the foot of the cross of Christ. And that's what this man did. And all the people that came together to that sight, beholding the things that were done, smote their breasts and returned. Now, there was about the death of Christ an ominous and a fearful sort of an atmosphere. I am of the opinion that we need to recognize that no gospel writer describes the death of Christ, the crucifixion, in detail. They tell you certain things about it, but none attempt to describe it in detail. It's as it were the Spirit of God pulled down the veil and said, this is too horrible for you to look at, and there's nothing here to satisfy your curiosity, therefore you are shut out from this. Just as we had to stand on the fringe at the Garden of Gethsemane, certainly we have to stand on the fringe of what's happening there on the cross. And you and I can only enter by faith. You and I can only look up and trust the one who is dying there for us. It had a tremendous effect upon the crowd that was there. And we read in verse 49, and all his acquaintance and the women that followed him from Galilee stood afar off, beholding these things. So you see that this was a tremendous event that has taken place here.